27, using an economist word, is endogenous. It's a logical and predictable outcome of the way things are done here. I think that the diagnosis is that we've done most of this to ourselves. This is a very consumption-oriented society. Too many people in the state have a very exogenous view of the world. Things just happen. They don't really associate actions now with outcomes later. And there's a lot of misunderstanding about economics. I mean, the governor's absolutely right that we have to change our tax and cost structure, but it's not just taxes. I've been arguing for a long time. Fees, regulations, energy costs, the skills of our labor force. He's proposed some very viable things for cutting taxes. The problem in this state is, and it's something, I'm glad you're here because I have a recommendation for you, that what we need to do, the way that that is viewed is some kind of frilly $130 million or something ridiculous. First of all, I don't think it'll be that expensive. Sadly to say, there's not as much income as being presupposed. But I would like to have you go out to economy.com or Global Insight, commission them to do what's called a dynamic or temporal analysis, that if we instituted those changes, that will bring about the things that you said as far as fewer people leaving. We've been losing population since July of 2004. More people come here, business expand, whatever. I believe that that will more than offset whatever the short-term cost is. But if you don't add that to the arsenal, the only number that has any legitimacy in the state, because the exogenous view is it's $130 million, in a climate of class conflict, which we really are seeing, it's just going to be dismissed. We can't afford to raise taxes. We really can't. And the long-term emphasis for Rhode Island, I'll do a little bit of the cure, we have to grow our way to prosperity. Certainly we have to cut, and we have to do a lot of that. We have to grow our way to prosperity. Our tax and cost structure is clearly not ready for prime time. But the other thing we've really failed in, and I think it's pretty obvious in the outcome, why we don't have such a presence in technology and growth as much as we'd like, because for about 12 years, the state has been dismantling higher education, not really adding the fruits of our output into the private sector as spin-offs, and continually making higher ed less and less affordable. Back in the manufacturing era, you could get away with that. In the information age, that's tantamount to saying information age, hold the information.
Okay.